Agricultural information is made possible with support from ADM. With every kernel, every grain, every seed, ADM sees possibilities to improve everyday life. ADM, resourceful by nature.
A heat advisory in effect for the Champaign-Urbana area until 7 o'clock tomorrow night. The temperature on Friends Plaza right now already up to 84 degrees.
The Carle Center for Rural Health and Farm Safety, a division of Carle Foundation Hospital, is proud to underwrite agricultural programming at WILL. The center helps residents of rural communities with education and training in farm safety. For more information, call 217-383-4606.
It's 8:50 and time now for our pre-opening commodity market report. And sitting in for Dave Dickey today is Tom Rogers. Hi, Tom.
Hi, Dan. Good morning, everybody. Slaughter hog prices today are called steady to as much as a dollar per hundredweight higher amid extremely hot forecasts and expectations for light selling interest to begin the week. However, several plants, mainly in the west but some in the east as well, may need additional hogs for the first half of the week. Some plants may struggle to get enough animals with the heat. Peoria called steady. They say the temperatures will be too hot for there to be much of a butcher run. Top price of $43 even. In the Eastern Corn Belt Daily Direct Hog Report for Friday, July 28th, voluntarily reported negotiated swine purchases were 9,788. For the base market hog on 185-pound carcass basis, the base price range was 58 even to 68 even. The weighted average was 64.06. That was down 7 cents from Thursday. On a live basis, barrows and gilts sold from 48.71 to 54.25. The weighted average was 51.33. In the West, negotiated swine purchases were 8,505. The base price range was 58.50 to 66.22. The weighted average was 64.57, up $1.31 from Thursday. On a live basis, barrows and gilts sold from 45.90 to 54 even. The weighted average there was 50.24.
Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Farm Credit Services of Illinois has been providing for farmers' credit and insurance needs for over 85 years, including real estate, operating and machinery loans, crop and life insurance protection, and programs for young and beginning farmers.
Well, the heat is having its effect on the markets, evidently. A higher overnight trade, we'll get to that in a moment. We'll also get a pre-opening call for today's activity from Brian Maple of FC Stone in Indianapolis. First of all, a look at our growing areas weather for this Monday. Here to do that, AM 580 meteorologist Scott Olthoff. Good morning, Scott.
Good morning, Tom. Thank you very much. We have 84 degrees on Friends Plaza with humidity at 70. That already puts our heat index of 91 out there. Hot temperatures over the Midwest evolved during the weekend as expected. Highest readings Friday through Sunday were in the upper 80s and lower 90s, lower to middle 90s in the Eastern Corn Belt, while the 90s and lower 100s occurred in Western Corn Belt. Extreme highs of 105 to 112 occurred in central interior eastern South Dakota and a few south central North Dakota locations. Most of the extreme heat was limited to areas from South Dakota to Missouri, Kansas, including western Iowa and a couple of western Minnesota locations. Rain Friday through Sunday was limited to the Ohio River Valley and from the northern half of Minnesota through central Wisconsin to Michigan. Rainfall 1 to 2 inches occurred in northern fringe areas of the main Corn Belt in Minnesota to northern and few central Wisconsin locations. Hot temperatures will occur again today across the western Corn Belt, while eastern portions of the Midwest heat up by 2 to 5 degrees over Sunday's highs. The heat will then slowly abate from northwest to southeast across the Midwest Tuesday into Friday. The cool air mass will moderate greatly as it advances southeast, and by the time it gets to the lower Midwest, temperatures changes will be no more than 5 to 10 degrees, where some areas in northwestern Corn Belt will drop 20 to 25 degrees early this week. High temperatures late this week and during the weekend will be near to above average, ranging from the middle 80s through the middle 90s, but nothing like we had this past weekend. A slow-moving cool front will drift across the Midwest tonight through Thursday. The contrast in temperature along the front will be greatest tonight through Wednesday in the western Corn Belt, and that is when thunderstorms will be the most intense. Rainfall of 1 to 3 inches will occur in some locations, and heavy rainfall is expected in southern Minnesota, parts of Wisconsin, and some immediate neighboring areas tonight into Tuesday. The greatest rain Tuesday night into Wednesday will occur from Kansas to parts of Iowa, and the precipitation will still be locally heavier later this week. The majority of the rainfall in the lower and eastern parts of the Corn Belt will be much lighter than which occurs in the first half of this week, and most areas in the western Corn Belt will receive anywhere from a 3/10 to about an inch of rain, but 35 to 40% of the region will receive more than 1 inch. Cloudiness and rain will this week this week will drop temperatures significantly, with highs in northwestern Corn Belt dipping the 80s with a few upper 70s possible in the heavy rain areas. Small weather disturbance will move across the Midwest this weekend and next week, setting off a few additional showers and thunderstorms. And the precipitation will be mostly light, but a few strong storms will still be possible. And a new ridge high pressure may form late next week over the Plains and Rocky Mountain regions before advancing east into the Corn Belt around mid-month. Relief from excessive heat and dryness will occur this week in many Corn Belt locations, and temporary improvements in crop conditions will occur. But with another round of hot, dry weather on the horizon, some relief will be limited in its duration. The U.S. Delta Southeast showers scattered across the Delta Friday in a few locations on Saturday. Coverage is not more than 50%, with a few hundredths of an inch into 0.2 inches common. Delta weather will continue over most concern over the next 2 weeks, with net drying expected in many areas. Little to no meaningful rainfall will occur in the first week of the forecast, but scattered showers and thunderstorms should increase in the second week. Daily temperatures will reach 90s throughout the coming week to 10 days, and a few extremes near and over 100 may eventually pop up across the Delta once again, especially by midweek next week, after high pressure evolves once again and the topsoil firms again after last week's rain. That's your growing areas weather. Meteorologist Scott Olthoff.
Thanks, Scott. Let's take a look at overnight trade on the Kansas City and Chicago Boards of Trade. Kansas City September wheat had an opening price of $4.85, up one. Last trade up three. December $5 even, unchanged. Last trade up 1.25. March $5.05.5, up 1.75 on the open. Last trade up 4.5. In Chicago, September wheat at $3.89.5 on the open, up one. Up last trade up 2.5. December $4.08, unchanged. Last trade up 4.25. March $4.27.5, up three. Last trade up 3.5. July wheat for next year at $4.38 a bushel, down 0.75 on the open. Last trade up 4.75. September corn, $2.39.25, up two. Last trade up 2.75. December, $2.56, up 2.5. Last trade up 2.75. March at $2.68.5, up 1.25. Last trade up 3.25. May, unchanged on the open at $2.77. Last traded up 2.25. July corn, $2.88, up 2.25. Last trade up 2.25. December of 07, corn, $3.75, up 0.25. Last trade up 2. September oats, $1.95.75, up 0.25 on the open and the last trade. December, $2.01.5, up 1.5. Last trade up 1.75. August soybeans had an open of $5.78.25 overnight, up 1.75. Last traded up 7. September, $5.86, up 2. Last trade up 6.25. November, $6.04.75, up 6.75. Last trade up 6.5. January beans, $6.10.75, up 0.25. Last trade up 7. March at $6.24.5, up 4.75. Last trade up 4.25. May beans for next year, $6.32.5, up 3.5. Last trade up 6. July, $6.42.25, up 3. Last trade up 3. Bean meal for August at $1.65.40, up 1.60. Last trade up 1.60. Soybean meal for September, $1.66.50, up 60. Last trade up 4 even. August bean oil, $26.59, up 20. Last trade up 20. September, $26.70, up 9. Last traded up 22. Joining us now to look at the market on this Monday, a pre-opening call from Brian Maple of FC Stone & Company in Indianapolis. Good morning, Brian. Hello, Brian. Can you hear us? Hello, Brian. I'm thinking that Brian can hear us, but hello, Brian. We seem to have the same problem we had last week. With Brian not being able to hear us. Can you hear us now, Brian? Good morning. Well, it appears that we are having that same problem. Let's see if we can fix that. Hello, Brian? No. Brian is on hold, and he knows it. And he doesn't hear us. Well, unfortunately, I'm going to have to give a pre-opening call from Reuters today. They're calling for higher markets in corn, wheat, and beans. Leading off with soybeans, it's called 4 to 6 cents a bushel higher, with extreme heat in the Midwest seen trimming soy yields because the crop is in its sensitive pod-setting stage of development. Let's make one more adjustment here and see if we can hear Brian again. Hello, Brian. Nope, Brian is still on hold. The extreme heat, of course, playing a role in the opening prices on the Board of Trade, 4 to 6 cents a bushel higher on beans. The lighter-than-expected deliveries on the August contract in beans at 326 lots are maybe also supportive in the market today. The gains were limited by outlooks for potential cooler weather by midweek. Same can be said for corn and wheat with the heat. They're both following beans, apparently, according to the Reuters assessment. Hot weather in the Midwest over the weekend and early this week may hamper corn ear-filling stage of development. Support also to corn coming from calls for a strong open in beans. And imports also playing a role. China is importing corn for the first time in many years and is likely to buy a few more cargoes over the coming months, according to a U.S. grain industry official on Monday at a conference in Hanoi. This is WILL Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois. We apologize for the lack of an analyst during our pre-open report. Our next report is at 9:49 Central. It's 9 o'clock.